1 Samuel chapter 21. Then David went to Nob, to Achimelech the priest. Achimelech came trembling to meet David and asked him, "Why are you alone? Why is there no one with you?" David answered Achimelech the priest, "The king has charged me with a matter and told me, 'Let no one know anything about the mission I'm sending you on, or what I have told you.' I have directed the young soldiers to meet at a certain place. Now, do you have anything to eat? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or whatever else you have here." But the priest answered David, "There is no ordinary bread on hand, only holy bread. You can have it only if the young soldiers have not recently had sexual relations with women." David answered the priest, "Certainly, for the last 3 days women have been kept from us, as always when I go on an expedition, even on a common mission, the young men's bodies are holy. How much more today are their vessels holy?" So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread other than the bread of the presence that was taken from before the Lord, in order to replace it with hot bread on the day when it was taken away. Now one of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg the Edomite, who was chief over Saul's shepherds. David asked Achimelech, "Don't you have a spear or sword here? For I have not brought my sword or my weapons with me, because the king's business required such haste." The priest replied, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the Ella Valley, is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you want it, take it, for that's the only one here." David said, "There's none like that one. Give it to me." Then David got up and fled that day from Saul. He went to Achish, the king of Gath. The servants of Achish asked him, "Is this David not king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands?'" David ruminated on these words in his heart, for he was very afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, and pretended like he was insane, since he was under their control. He scratched marks on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva run down his beard. Then Achish complained to his servants, "Look, the man is crazy. Why then did you bring him to me? Do I lack madman that you bring this fellow in front of me to act like a madman? Should this man come into my house?"